Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. I'm right here in our operations area. 6 p.m. on the official clock, Eastern Time. Let's get the latest information on Tropical Storm Isaia. 70-mile-an-hour winds moving north-northwest at 9 miles an hour. Let's start off with the radar and take a peek and see what's going on. Well, as we've been saying all day, most of the rainfall and also the highest winds have been off the coast, and it's really in some of these areas like this. However, we have had some of these rain bands bring rain and gusty winds for central portions of Florida with time, but there's still a lot of wind shear. So the surface circulation about here, the mid-level circulation about here, so the storm is still tilted from some of this shear. Either way, all this is going to be moving northward as our forecast was updated to add some watches and warnings to the forecast. This is the track. This is the track that we expect of this tropical storm. We have the winds, as we've been talking about, just to the right side, the east side of the storm. And with time, moving northward, and then by 2 a.m. Tuesday, so overnight on early Tuesday morning, getting real close to the coast and making landfall right around South Carolina, the North Carolina border. That's why we have this tropical storm warning in this location, and actually a hurricane watch for a portion of the coastline here too, because it's just really close. We could fluctuate this wind speed in either direction, so that's why we want to make sure everybody is aware of that. Going further north, that's also an update. By 2 p.m. on Tuesday, this storm all the way past North Carolina, Virginia, and getting into Maryland and getting into New Jersey with time, and continuing to move by 2 a.m. Wednesday, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and even Maine as we get into later in Wednesday. So we'll be dealing with this for another 3 days or so. And as a result, you're going to have the winds, you're going to have the storm surge and the rain. Let's start looking at a little more detail of some of these impacts. One of them, we start looking at the arrival of these winds. And that's when you really need to have things wrapped up. Tropical storm force winds, really dangerous to be outside. If you're preparing, if you're outside, if you're driving, if you're using plywood to board up, whatever it is, it's just dangerous to be outside. So let's look at this situation. So Monday at 8 p.m., some of those winds start approaching the South Carolina coast. Anywhere in the middle here, when you start seeing some of those values in orange and yellow, it's your highest probability of getting those tropical storm force winds. So moving northward Tuesday morning, getting into Virginia, and even during the day on Tuesday, getting to Maryland, New Jersey, Long Island, and New York, and then by Wednesday morning, all the way up here in Maine. So the other impacts we're going to see, it's definitely about the water. One of the most dangerous parts of these storms is the water. So storm surge is a big factor. 1 to 3 feet. Not every place is going to get these storm surge values. This is the peak storm surge in some of those more vulnerable locations, the barrier islands, and looking at some of those sounds where the water sneaks in there. So South Carolina getting up to Cape Fear in North Carolina, 2 to 4 feet in some of those locations. And that could be real dangerous. And also getting the Pamlico Sound up here in North Carolina, also the Chesapeake Bay, the water getting into some of these bays, and that water's not just on the coastline, it could get inland as well. We got to talk about the rain real quick as well, because it's important. A large area of moderate risk of flash flooding, going to get rain that could cause flooding, street flooding, creeks and rivers. Listen for those warnings, but we'll be keeping an eye on all these parameters as we give you updates here from the National Hurricane Center.